What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Stranger Things, the show on Netflix that rocked the world and brought the 80s back, nostalgia heavy, right into our living rooms. I was a huge fan of season one, burned through it, enjoyed it, thought it was, I enjoyed the nostalgia. I'm just kind of, when the culture just keeps banging you down, banging you over the head with trying to sell you things that remind you of your childhood, at some point you just have to go with the flow and hope for the best. And season one was a lot of fun. Sci-fi, 80s, Midwest, kind of just had like has like that Steven Spielberg mixed with Stephen King kind of vibe. Season two, pretty boring. It took forever for me to watch it. I tried to binge it to catch up for season three so I could, you know, watch season three when it came out. And it was so hard to get through. And it wasn't until watching season three that I realized how bad season two was. Because season three is amazing, and I'll get to that in a second. But season two, like, them, like, writing in this whole Barb thing because fan outrage after the first season, okay, whatever. But, like, the kid that was taken in the first one, who had the smallest role in the first one, really, became, like, this huge part of the second season, which I really didn't, I don't think he's very good, or it just wasn't well written. What he had to do was pretty boring. There wasn't a whole lot going on in the season. Like, he's doing these drawings of a cave system that somehow they're able to match up on the wall. Like, this squiggly drawing of a cave matches up with this squiggly drawing of a cave, so much so that you have this extensive map. Meanwhile, one of your characters is lost underground. It's just like these dark scenes where he's lost. Just super boring season. They brought up this new character, the sister, kind of, Eight. This other girl with superpowers that kind of ends up being nothing in the whole season. She just kind of leaves with the whole... Anyway, very disappointed with season two. It wasn't horrible, but it's just difficult to get through. It was a chore. Season three, I loved it. You got the teen, they're all teenagers now. It's amazing how giant these kids are getting, just how much they're growing. But they're all in relationships mostly. They kind of shuffled the deck. One thing that season two did do that is paid off in season three is they kind of shuffled the deck as far as who's matched up with who. So one of the girls' ex-boyfriends is now teamed up with the kid that has no teeth or no front teeth. And I think he doesn't even wear fake teeth in season three. I think he just has the gap, I believe, in this season three. Then you have, of course, 11 going out with the other kid. It's just like it's a teen relationship kind of aspect to it, which is an interesting angle. And seeing, you know, you get to see 11 kind of grow and become like a kid, kind of teaming up with Max, which, you know, season two also introduced a couple new characters, Max and I think Bobby is her brother's name. Who are, you know, pay off, like all these characters kind of pay off in season three, I think. But Max and Eleven's kind of friendship and them kind of, you know, Eleven being able to figure out who she is as a person and, you know, getting her bright colored outfits and everything. It was just a lot of fun. It was just a lot of fun. And then you have the mom and the cop kind of teamed up, which they were in a ways teamed up in season two as well. It's just overall the different storylines, because, you know, in every season it seems like they do this where they have about three different storylines going on. In this one, you have the kids from the yogurt shop go down. they find out. So the whole premise is that Russians are trying to reopen the portal to the Upside Down. And they're doing it in the same town because that's where the portal had been opened before. So geographically, it's a very popular spot for, you know, people trying to do it. But now it's Russians. And there's also a storyline kind of going throughout this small town of businesses being shut down because of the new mall. So a lot of this takes place in a mall. Which mall culture, I guess, started in the 80s. So there's kind of the fun aspect of that. But deep beneath the mall is the Russian base where they're trying to reopen this portal. So you have kids that are working in the mall that are trying to find out because they intercepted this Russian code, trying to find out what the code means, and it leads them down into the thing. Then you have the parents trying to find out what's going on from this angle, and then you have all of the kids trying to find out where they're all kind of researching the same mysterious phenomenon that's going on in the town again, where it's kind of like Body Snatchers almost. The infection, the parasite, as it were, is played out a little bit different than in season two, but it kind of takes that premise from season two and replicates it to many people. So you start seeing multiple people kind of get infected by the parasite of the evil monster thing. Also, season two, horrible monster design. Just horrible monster design. This one is slightly better, but I would like for somebody to do a CGI monster that just doesn't look wet all the time. Like, I get it. It's probably easier to do. You're doing dark scenes. You have to have something shiny to show up in these dark scenes that you're doing. But it's just so overdone. It's like, let's get some better monster design, please. But the whole premise of the season is a lot more interesting. There's a lot more stakes, I felt like. They added some more characters to this season from even last season, and I think they were welcome. At least one of the characters' sisters shows up and is used to kind of literally crawl through air ducts so they can see where these Russians are hiding in the mall. But overall, it was just a fun season. Such a fun season, and how it ends. I mean, the whole climax, spoilers. First off, watch it. Watch season three. If you watch season one and you liked it, and season two turned you off, which I would imagine most people, it turned them off. Season three, it just knocks it out of the park. I felt it knocks it out of the park. And how the season ends makes me really curious. If they do, I would imagine they're doing a fourth season. I would imagine. I don't know if they are, but it seems like I think it's done well. But it'll be interesting to see how they take these storylines into a fourth season, because people move. Some people die in this, you know, season. Some characters die off. Not as much as like a Game of Thrones kind of killing of purging of characters, but there are definitely some characters die. Some other characters that have been through some trauma clearly in this town have decided to leave, which makes sense. I mean, people that live in shitty areas really need to understand that moving, while it's expensive, it's well worth it. If it's so worth it to get out of a shitty spot, because there's so many good spots in the world, you know, let alone the U.S. There's tons of amazing spots all over the place, and you shouldn't live in a shitty place just because that's where you came out of your mom's pussy. Like, you have the freedom to move anywhere. But so the end of this movie, some people move, and it's interesting. And Eleven moves as well, so they're like, I would imagine moving out of town, but they could easily write something where they come back. So anyway, I love the season. So check it out, season three. Subscribe to the show, inspireddisorder.com, for all of my work. Save 10% with coupon code INSPIRED @RayTaylor for me on all social media. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!